expectation for Alan, A-L-A-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, October 14, 51, address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mr. Smith, chronic kidney disease. His renal artery stenosis stent on the right side. Small non-functioning left kidney, last visit August. Shoulder problems, follow with Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, using articular steroids with relative improvement. Denies change of appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or urinary symptoms. Denies edema, claudication symptom, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Review system is negative. Overall, he's feeling well. Medication list review. I will highlight cholesterol treatment. Otherwise, NORVAS, HCTC, beta blockers for blood pressure. Today, blood pressure by nurse 139/88, weight 193, alert oriented 93, no respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tenderness, masses, no edema. Has an artificial right upper extremity limb. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. February creatinine 1.5, which is baseline for a GFR of 49 to stage 3. Bicarbonate elevated. A normal sodium, potassium, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and no evidence of anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. Next number, atrophic left kidney. Next number, right-sided renal artery stenosis stent. Kidney function is stable, blood pressure is stable. Recent ultrasound, size of the right kidney normal. Next number, hypertension in the office, fairly well controlled. Next number, history of peripheral vascular disease, clinically stable, no active claudication. Next number, arthritis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, mild degree of metabolic alkalosis, probably from diuretics. Other chemistry is stable, come back in 6 months.